Through wisdom, a house is built, and by understanding, it is established. By knowledge, the rooms are filled with all precious and pleasant riches. Proverbs 24:3-4. Bishop Patrick Bruce is a seasoned minister of the gospel, bringing decades of experience in pastoral and administrative leadership. He is a man of great wisdom, humility, and faith. He is the senior pastor of Grace Cathedral, a thriving community church under the Dag Heward Mills Ministries, located in Afromasi in Kumasi, Ghana. Now, let's hear him.
That you are followers of Jesus Christ and bless us in all that we do. Thank you so very, very much. In Jesus' name, and all the saints said amen. Amen. How to have a spiritual life as Jesus did. We are starting today, and the first key that I'll give you is that expect a supernatural life. Expect it. Amen. Because many people do not expect it. They just continue with life as it is. This is, I wake up, I go to work, I come back. This is my life. Yes, I'm born again. Yes, I've expected, I have Jesus Christ in my heart. But nothing is changing. That is why when they receive somebody with an envelope, they collect it quickly. One day, a certain friend of mine, his son was writing an exam. Do you know exam? One of these exams. And they were in the classroom just before the exam. Then the son called their daddy. He said, "Daddy, they have the paper here. The exam you are going to write. They have the paper here and they are working. Should I look?" Please ask the neighbor, if your son called you like this, if your son called you like this, "Daddy, the paper we're going to is here in the room. Should I look?" What? Please ask him, what will you tell your son? What will you tell your son? Eh? So the daddy told the son, what would you say, tell your son? Look. Look small. The daddy said to your son, "Don't look." And the son said, "Daddy, they are all my co-exam writers. My co-exam people. We are going to do the same exam. And they are solving it in the classroom." And the daddy said, "Don't look." You know what he said? "If you look, how will you pray? If you look, how will you pray? What will you pray? Jesus, help me cheat. Jesus, help me remember what I've cheated. How will you pray?" He said, "The son, don't look." He said, "God will help you. God will help you." And you see, are you paying attention? Two things impressed me. One, the son asked the father. Because like you just go look. You would ask Christ, Apostle London, let's just go and look. Let's just crack it right now. It's God's breakthrough. God sent it. So you just go and look right now. Most won't ask. They just look. After all, there's only 30 minutes to the exam. Let's just do it. So one, the son asks his father. And two, the father said no. These two things impress me. That they are real Christians. Tell somebody there are Christians somewhere. Oh, you sit here and say that there's no faith. You sit here and say things are not happening. There are Christians somewhere. And the boy passed. He passed very well. And some who were looking didn't pass. It's amazing. It's amazing. Amen. So, there is a supernatural life that we should enter into as Christians. But there is one problem. And this is the problem. Write it down. Most of us, when you hear supernatural, you think occult. You think occult. Most of us, when they say supernatural, at once our mind goes to evil supernatural. at once our mind goes to witchcraft, goes to dwarfs, goes to wizards and curses, and that's that. So that is why most people don't want the supernatural. Because I don't want any witch to come to my house. I don't want to go and some boys, secondary school, I remember some boys one day, they said, oh, they took a Bible and a key and a string. I hear if you put the key in the Bible and you hang the Bible somehow, the Bible will rotate and then point at somebody. And then they said, oh, it's a joke. And they went to try it. And then the Bible began turning. I said, hey, that thing is working. Hey, no, I mean, most people, are you listening? And I'm sure we are included. When you hear supernatural, your default setting is wickedness, evil. But there are actually more good angels than evil angels. Revelation 12, where the beast is introduced, it says that there was, where is it? Revelation 12. Verse 3. You know, this is the beast. And there appeared another wonder in heaven. A great red dragon with seven heads and seven horns and seven crowns upon his head. You know, the book of Revelations is often giving us pictures of things. Verse 4. And its tail drew the third part of the stars of heaven and did cast them down to the earth. So this beast, this dragon, it was cast out of heaven down to the earth. And as it was coming, he drew with him one third of the stars of heaven. Now it's like, oh, is the stars that are in the sky? No, look at verse 7. No, the stars are the sons of God. And there was war in heaven, and Michael and his angels fought the dragon and his angels. Verse 8. And they prevailed not, neither was their place found any more in heaven. So the dragon and his angels were cast out of heaven. Those sons, those stars that were referred to, are the dragon and his angels. And only one third came down. Please, ask your neighbor. I know you did arithmetic. One third and two thirds, which is bigger? One third and two thirds. Oh, please, ask him. At least, maybe you didn't do core maths. I don't know what you got in core maths. But arithmetic. Primary school, you did arithmetic. One third and two thirds, which is bigger? Two thirds. So one third wrongolized and two thirds stayed. And so, are you listening to me? We have many more angels with us. That's what Elisha told the servant. That more are they with us than with them. Greater is he that is in me than he that is in the world. So many of us, we have lost the understanding that there's great help for you that is supernatural. I didn't hear an amen. What was that understanding? And so we have come to accept that the world is what we see. The world is as we see it. That is not how the world is. Amen. So the first thing I want us to start with is expect something supernatural. You didn't say amen. Next time you are in your room and the door opens, don't bind. Don't start binding. Amen. Are you listening to me? Don't do what? What should you do? Welcome the angel. Why do only wizards come to your house? Why don't angels come to your house? How bad are you? Please ask anybody. Why are you only welcoming devils and wizards and Motia? Please hold your neighbor's dress and ask him why. Please hold your neighbor's dress. Ask him why. Why you, your house, only wizards and witches and devils come to your room? Why? When the door opens, it's always a devil. Why does no angel come to your house? Amen. Oh, I said amen. I mean, in my house, I've had many, many stories of angels in my house. Me, I've never seen one. But people have seen them in my house. Prophet Kakra, Prophet... They've come to my house and they've seen angels. So me, I accept. They live there with me. I accept it. Hey, you can't have the devil's house. Me, I'm okay. So, I expect... Are you listening to me? One night, I was in my room. It was raining. Then ECG came for their light. So, I was in darkness. And it was my house. So, I lit a candle. If the house burned, it's my house. So, I lit a candle in my old house. I was sitting in the darkness with a candle. And I had closed all the windows. And so, there was a very still air. Then in that, I was just praying. Then in that quiet, dark room with one candle there, the candle began to dance. I mean, it was just dancing. Then I said, who has opened the window somewhere? Then my gun behavior was rising to shout. I was looking, who has opened the window? It's raining. But when I checked, all the windows were closed. And there was, so I looked, and I said, an angel has passed. Because when the angels pass, their wings are flapping. And they are able to blow candles and other things. You say, Botia has come to my room. Brother of Jesus, you'll be binding them. You have broken many angels' teeth, I'm sure. Yeah. From today, expect angels. Many years ago, my wife, she was in London. She had just arrived. And she was going to her friend's house. But you know how airlines can be. There was a delay. So the friend had come to the airport. They had gone back. So when she finally arrived, it was very late in the night. So she told her, take the subway and come to a fire station. Then from there, I will meet you. It was about 11:30 or something. And this is Heathrow long ago. So it was very late. And so she went to the subway. And when she got down there, it was empty platform. And at that time, the train comes once every 30 minutes. So you can't miss it. As she was there on the platform, three boys come with purple hair and pink hair and very rings in their noses and other things. And they came and stood somewhere. And they were laughing aloud. When they saw it, they said, hey, look. And as if they were walking towards her. She said, hey, if I miss this tree, I don't know where I'm going. So I can't run away and go up again. And if I'm here alone with these three boys, what is going to happen? So as 11:30 in the night, as she stood there, then a man came down also, the escalator. And he just came and just stood behind her. So she said, another man on the train. So when the boys saw the man, then they stopped coming. They just stood there. And she stood here. And the man who stood right behind her, they all just stand there fast. She was praying, hey, God, thank you for this man. Then the train came. When the train came, then she got on board. Then the man just stood there. He didn't board the train. He said, there's no other train coming again for the next 30 minutes. So who is this man who just came down to stand here because the boy stayed away? Now the train has come. He won't board the train. And we just moved up. It must be an angel. Maybe for you, it's your family devil, but for me, there, it's an angel. Amen. Oh, I said amen. Amen. I want you, listen to me carefully. I want you to start a new life. This is a new church. We have just come to a new place. Start a new life by expecting God to help you in a supernatural way. Amen. Amen. Don't just accept the life as it is. No. Expect God. Are you listening to me? When I say expect, it means look out. Look out to see what is going to happen to me supernaturally. The normal things of life don't take you very far. The normal life has a normal gradient, and the normal is called average. Is that right? Normal, average, is the ordinary. Look around at the average man. What you are seeing, what many of us, what you are seeing, is not average, is way above average. The average man is, in the average Ghanaian, do you know Ghanaian? Is a very poor farmer. The average rich man is very, 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 very poor. Look at our population. Divide by 50% and the half, where are they? They are very, very poor. So if you are going to follow the normal things of this world, tell your neighbor, I suspect you will not buy a car. I suspect that you will not be driving a car. You will never sit in an aeroplane. Your passport, you when you get a passport, you didn't go and stamp it. The normal average is down, down, down. If you want to do well, begin to ask for the supernatural. Amen. That will lift you from where you are now to a higher place. Hallelujah. Look at this. And why am I saying it? Proverbs 23. Proverbs 23 and verse 17. Let not your heart... sometimes I use the new version, but this one, the King James, is very good. Let not your heart envy sinners. Don't be jealous of people who are riding cars. Don't say no. Let them do what they are doing. But thou fear the Lord all the day long. Amen. I didn't hear a good amen. Amen. How many have ever been jealous at a bad person before? You saw somebody who had done bad, or a very bad boy, a very bad girl, had a car, had a phone, had a big TV, had money, and said, oh, Lord, you didn't give me some. You're grumbling. Can I see your hand? You are jealous at a bad person. This scripture is for you. Take it home. Proverbs 23:17. Let not your heart envy sinners. If you know a girl who has a boyfriend who's the minister of sticks and stones, don't be jealous. Let her receive the dollars from the Ghana must go back. It's okay. You just be there with your Ghana cities. But be thou in the fear of the Lord all day. It means always. Verse 18. For surely there is an end. What you are seeing will come to an end. And you, your expectation shall not be cut off. Yeah. Hallelujah. Yeah. You, what you are believing God for. Are you here this morning? Yes. Are you here this morning? Yes. What you are believing God for, you will not be disappointed. Yeah. I said, you will not be disappointed. What you are, it means believe God for something. Don't just say, I'm here. Let God do what you will do. After all, God is God. Yes, God is God. Jesus said, not my will, but thy will. He has a will. He has a will. So you too, you must have a will. Amen. And that will, you have it. There must, tell anybody, listen. Don't just be a Christian in name only. Then you have just come to church, sit down, go home, and then Monday, go to your normal life. That's not Christianity. That's why I'm trying to explain what it means to be a Christian. It means you are a Christian in the place where you are, in the circumstance that you are, but you are a full believer. Amen. You are a full believer. Amen. Amen. So number one, expect something. Expect something. You know, in Acts chapter 19, there's a very powerful scripture there when Paul went around to, where did he go? He went somewhere and he met some disciples. Then he asked them, have you received the Holy Spirit? Oh, Acts 19, is it a problem? Have you received the Holy Spirit? And he said, no, we have not heard about any Holy Spirit. So he asked them, verse 3, what have you heard? You are born again. You received salvation. What did you receive? You say you are born again. You say you have given your life to Jesus. You say you are following Christ. What did you receive? They said, oh, we received John's baptism. John's baptism. And then what's verse 4? Then he said, no, John baptized. But the baptism of repentance. So this morning, let me make a correction here. There is John's baptism and there's Jesus' baptism. Now, The baptism of John is after the ministry of John. John, what miracle did he do? None. John came preaching about Jesus. That's all he did. There is no record of a miracle done by John. He only preached, then he died. And he was gone. So John's baptism is a baptism of preaching. You are a book person. That's what they call us. Open to hear. That's what they give us a name. Christians who just open to. That's John's baptism. And he's just like, good, correct. That is also there. But there's another baptism that is also available called the baptism of the Holy Spirit, which Jesus came to give. That one is supernatural. That baptism, are you listening? That baptism will lead you into supernatural things. So the first baptism that is available is just you are born again and you are going to heaven. But all you have is the word and you preach and you share. But you are living, John lived under the rules and the regulations of the world. He was attacked and killed by kings. He was under the authority of everything. You can be born again, but you are living under the rules of this world. You said, no, that one is there. But there's another one, the baptism of the Holy Spirit, which is supernatural. It will lead you to another level of life. May you have a supernatural life. Amen. I said, may you have a supernatural life. Amen. That's the baptism you are looking for. Hallelujah. Amen. That's the follower of Jesus Christ. Maybe the first one, it should be, you are a Johnian, a follower of John. Yeah, because you're only preaching word and you don't have any miracles. You don't have anything supernatural. Nothing is happening in your life. One day, many years ago, I had some friends. They were living not far from my house. And, you know, as I think about it, I've known them for many years, but I never heard them mention their father. Either he had died or he had divorced and left. I think he had divorced and left. I don't know. But they were also living with their mother, four children and their mother. So I guess that it was, things were hard. Sometimes they were really hard. And one day, there was nothing in the house. I mean, there was nothing. You know, nothing in the house. Nothing. There was nothing in the house. And they were all sitting there. They all woke up sitting there. Then my friend said that something came to him. Then he got up. Then he went and set the table. Fork and knife, plate, fork and knife. And his mother asked him, what are you doing? He says, we'll eat. He said, there's nothing in the house. He says, God will provide. So he went and took a table, made four places at the table for his mother and his siblings. And then, this is in the morning, around 10 or 11, because they had not had breakfast. And then asked him, what have you done? They were like, they were kind of laughing at him. That child, you are hungry. They were all hungry, but it's like, you have really gone to. He said, no, God will do something. So they were just standing there waiting. There was nothing. And as they were there, then somebody came to their gate. Then the gate opened. Then a woman came in, one of their aunties. She came in holding a basket. And when she came, she said, hey, you're going to eat, eh? Whatever you have cooked, put it aside. And you eat my own. Because I've brought you food. So whatever food you have cooked, put it aside in the freezer. And then she put her food on the table and said, no, you will eat my food. And they told her, your food's all we have. And you see, this is supernatural. Because to lay a table when there's nothing, you will say, are you mad? Has the hunger gone to your head? Or you will try and find a reason to explain. But the scripture is, you expect something from God. Expect something from God. When Jesus came to them walking on the water, and Peter, the rest all shouted, hey, it's a ghost. It's something. They were afraid. But Peter said, Lord, if it is you, bid me come. Call me to you. And Jesus too, no problem. He said, come. And Peter came out of the boat and walked on the water. The other disciples did not think it was possible. As for Jesus, you walk on the water. But as for me, Akwesi, here in Kumasi, walk on water. No. I am staying in the boat. But Peter said, no, all things are possible. If Jesus can, and I'm following him, I can do it too. And so this morning, are you a Christian? Oh, please, sorry. I forgot. Please ask your neighbor, are you a Christian? Maybe you're in the wrong service. Maybe you should have gone to the mosque down there or the other place. Because if you are a Christian, begin to expect God to do something strange for you. I said expect. When I say expect, you know, don't look under your chair for any money. There's no money there. We took it this morning. There's no money anywhere. Don't expect it. Do you understand? But if you had money in your pocket and the money fell down, you look under the table looking for the money, expecting to see it there. That means I know there's money. So my money fell down from my pocket. It rolled under. So now I'm looking under the table. I know there's money somewhere. I'm expecting to see money. But if you have not lost any money, you won't even look under a chair. You won't even bother. Because as far as you are concerned, there's nothing there. Number one, listen to me carefully. Number one, to receive supernatural is expect it. Begin to pray for, we'll pray today before we close. We'll pray for a few minutes. Pray for miracles. I didn't hear amen. I said, what do you want that is hard? Everybody has what you want that is hard. Everybody. But some of us, we can't say it. It's not a problem. This morning, before we are closing in a few minutes, before we close, we are going to pray for something that is impossible. You will say amen.
Yeah.
We are going to pray for something that is naturally shouldn't happen. Naturally, you shouldn't get what you are going to get. Naturally, by the laws of or something that you have tried to get for a long time and it's not coming. And it's not no sign of it coming. We are going to believe God for supernatural things. Amen. I didn't hear a good amen. So, key number one is expect it. Next time you are in your room and you hear the door opening, what should you do? What should you do, Kirsten? What should you do? Roll under your bed. Say, Holy Spirit, welcome. Kenneth Hagin, his door opened like that, and Jesus walked in. My friends, the door opened like that, and Jesus walked in. Why you? Only both are walking in. Why you? Why you? Only devils and demons and your family witches are. Why are your family witches so powerful that you can't suppress them? We are changing. I said we are changing. Amen. From today, when you know, even at night when you are walking, don't be afraid. Hey, at night when you are walking, don't be afraid. Why not? Because more are they with you than against you. 2/3 are with you. And one. So it's 2:1. Any fight that takes place, you are the winner. Hallelujah. Let me give you the second key for you to carry it home this morning. Second key. One is to expect. The second thing is believe. Believe. Amen. Not know. Job chapter 42. And verse 5, this is Job who was, he had lost everything and his friends were attacking him for some sin he had done. He said, no, I've not done anything, but God is treating me badly. And they had gone through all the book. Finally, they came to this. He met the Lord in a whirlwind. And he said, I have heard of thee by the hearing of the ear, but now my eyes have seen you. My eyes hear you. The Good News Translation makes it very, very clear for us to understand. The Good News Translation. It says, in the past, I knew only what others had told me. But now, I have seen you with my own eyes. And then, verse 6. So I am ashamed of all I have said and repent in dust and ashes. Many people know God. They know God, but they don't believe in God. You see, when you know something, it is actually receiving a fact that is in line with the fact that you already know, that you have already. So when you are know something, you have been taught it earlier and you accept it as true. And when somebody says the capital of Kumasi of Ghana is Accra, you say, yes, I know. Yes, I know. Because you have been told earlier. And what they are saying, are you listening? What they are saying now aligns with what you have been taught it earlier and you accept it as true. And when somebody says the capital of Kumasi of Ghana is Accra, you say, yes, I know. Yes, I know. Because you have been told earlier. And what they are saying, are you listening? What they are saying now aligns with what you know already. So many people, you have heard some few things previously. So what you are being told now, when it aligns with what you have heard previously, you say, I know. But we have gone past that one. And we are asking for you to believe. Believe is to accept something when there's no evidence. Currently there's no evidence. So when I tell you, I have money in the bank, believe me, you say, I believe. There's no evidence. There's no evidence for the money of what I said. But you believe me. So you accept as true something I'm saying simply because I said it. That's what it means. And that is why John chapter 11, Jesus told Mary and Martha, let me find the scripture for you so that we can take it well. John 11 verse 40. And Jesus said to her, remember what I told you, that if you believed, you would see God's divine greatness. Listen, many of us know God. Many of us know about God. But I want us, are you listening to me? I want us to take it one step further now and to believe. Believe means that what you hear, accept as true. Do you know, tell neighbor, you. I suspect you don't tithe. Tell neighbor, you. I suspect. Oh, no, tell neighbor, I suspect. Add your finger. I suspect you don't tithe. If you do, I'm sorry, but I suspect you don't tithe. Yeah. Do you know why? Because most of us, you see, nobody asked me what is tithe. Nobody asked me. You all know what it is. What is a tithe? Giving God 10% of your increase. And God will what? Will bless you in return. Open the windows of heaven and pour you more blessings than you can handle. You know it, but you don't believe it. You know it, but you don't believe it. You just leave it as a fact in the Bible. And that is why, please hold your neighbor's dress like this and pull it. That is why you don't. Pull your neighbor's dress. Say, that's why you don't tithe. You tithe once in a while. Some of you tithe every 2 weeks, every 2 months, every something. You don't tithe properly. Do you know why? Because you know about tithing, but you don't believe it. And that is why we know about Jesus and his power, but we don't believe it. That's why he told Mary, if you believe, you will see. This morning, let us start a new walk. Are you here this morning? Yes. Let us start a new walk with Jesus that we believe. Amen. That what? Believe. Believe what? Believe what you hear. Believe what you hear. Last Friday, our scripture, Psalm 73 and verse 24. Last Friday, we had a prayer meeting here and we went home with the scripture. which was very encouraging. You lead me. Thank you. Thou shalt. No, go back. Go back to what we're. You lead me with your counsel. What is counsel? Advice. Advice that somebody just tells you. Somebody just talks to you and gives you advice. But you guide me by that advice. That advice is leading me to a glorious destiny. I didn't hear amen.
Amen.
That advice is taking you to a better place than where you were. Hallelujah. That is why I want us starting to... Are you here with me? Are you going to come back next week? So that we continue this journey? Because I want us to walk a journey that will take us to a glorious destiny. Where? By expecting miracles and believing that God will do it. Amen. Put your hands together this morning. Shall we stand to our feet? Hallelujah.
Amen.
I want us to believe God that He will bless us and He will take us to a glorious destiny. I want us to believe that this is just the beginning of a real Christian life that we are going to live. Just the beginning of a real Christian life. Hallelujah. And after today, when you say, I'm a Christian, you are a Christian. You are a believer. We say we are believers. We are a believer. Hallelujah. And this morning, you want to bow your heads wherever you are. Close your eyes. Everybody, bow your head. Close your eyes. Listen, this journey that we are on, it starts with giving your life to Jesus. It starts with surrendering your life to Jesus. It starts with praying a certain prayer. Lord Jesus, come into my heart, come into my life. They ask them, what baptism have you received? He said, John's baptism of repentance. Say, yes, that's the beginning. To repent of your sins and to turn and face the Father, our Lord Jesus. This morning, every head bowed, every eye closed, you are here. You want to say, Lord, Father, please forgive me of my sins. Forgive me of my sins. I want to go to heaven. I want to go to heaven when I die. And the way to heaven, Jesus said, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No one comes to the Father but by me. You are here this morning and you're not sure you're going to heaven. You're not sure you're born again. You are not sure what will happen to you when you depart this earth. You want to say, please, Pastor, I want to go to heaven. But I'm not sure. I'm so glad you came, because today we can pray and that assurance will come into your hearts. And if you're here this morning, you want to say, Pastor, pray for me. I want to give my heart to Jesus. I want to be a follower of Jesus. I want to be sure I'll go to heaven when I die. Do me a favor. Just lift your right hand. I want to pray with you right now. Just lift your right hand. I want to say, Father, pray for me. Pastor, pray for me. Lift your right hand. God bless you, my brother. God bless you. Lift your right hand, please. Listen, just come to the front. I want to pray with you. Just come to the front. I want to pray with you right now. Clap for him as he comes. Clap for him as he comes. Just come. Just come with him. Oh, put your hands together. Thank you, my sister. Thank you for coming also. No, just face me. I want to pray with you. I want us to pray a certain prayer. The beginning of our walk with Christ, of our Christianity, and to be a life that is heading to a glorious destiny, heaven. And I want us to pray wherever you are. All of us who are here, bow your heads and pray with us. My sister, my brother, let us pray. Dear Jesus, today I come to you just as I am. Lord Jesus, forgive me all my sins, all the wrong that I have done. Wash them away by your sacrifice on Calvary cross. Lord Jesus, change my heart. Give me a new heart, one that will love you and serve you all my days. prepare a place for me in heaven by your side and write my name in the book of life. Today, I give my life to Jesus. Today, I give my heart to Jesus. Today, Jesus, come and take over. Be my Lord, my Master, my Savior, and my best friend. And I am born again. Thank you, Father, for this great salvation. In Jesus' name.
Thank you for listening. If you have been blessed by this message, please share it with someone who might also need to hear it. The Bible says, "The Lord gave the word, and great was the company that published it." To share a testimony or to request prayer, send us a message on WhatsApp to +2 332 059 11275. God bless you.